Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
On this episode of Crown Jewels, the royals take Wimbledon but leave Louis at home.
We find out why Camilla won't be receiving her £360,000 allowance.
And Harry and Meghan's docuseries has been snubbed by the Emmys. We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush. And guys, today is Camilla's birthday.
Happy birthday to Her Majesty, the Queen.
I mean,
the Queen.
She's the Queen after all, you know, it's the Queen's birthday.
Super. How old is she turning?
78?
76. Wow, oh, wow, wow.
Excuse me.
Doesn't look a day over 13.
No, I mean, it's her birthday. She is a Cancer, Leo cusp. Which tracks to me.
Tracks. Also, Cancers, like, when they love, it's like they love so deeply. So it's no surprise that her and Charles have this, like, it's the crab, right? So once you break through that hard shell, they're the most loyal, loving, mushy person.
They're mushy, so sensitive. And he's a Scorpio.
I know.
So, oh, man. Water,
you know,
water
tampon
signs.
Gate totally makes sense when you know their zodiac sign.
100% My best friend is a Cancer, and not saying that like I would have like tampon gate with her, but like she's like a platonic soulmate.
Yes,
yeah, just like Scorpios and Cancers just like vibe.
They really do. Actually, the two girls I'm here for a bachelorette, I'm in Greece, and the two girls I'm with, they're Scorpio and Cancer, and
oh my God.
You know, they're thick. And Virgos, we're in there too. We all
get on. Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, but here's my question. What do you think they're going to do for her birthday? Like, I've actually never sat and thought about this. And I know we've, like, did they have formal, for the Queen's birthday, obviously, like, Queen Elizabeth, may she rest. But, like, did they have, like, is it a national holiday now that she's Queen? Do they do something formal? Do they kiss?
I don't think any of that will happen. No? I just think, like, it's just another day.
You think?
It's just another day. I think when Charles... when it's his birthday, maybe something will happen. Now, I don't think anything like huge, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there'll be like a big event, but I do think like the country will recognize it. But I think with Camilla, like, it's just better. We just shouldn't.
Not to.
Because it's like, it's too messy. And frankly, I think she would understand. I think she understands that. Like, I think she's fully aware of how people feel. And she's like, it is what it is. Like, I'm the queen at the end of the day, but like, I'm not going to like push it. Now, that being said, who knows? We could hang up our mics today and there could be a rager going on.
Seriously. It could be happening right now. It's the afternoon here, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. It was also weird because I was like doing some last minute research to see if anything new came up. Mm-hmm. And there was like no official articles about her birthday. I saw it because they tweeted it.
I know.
Which is also interesting, you know? But I wonder if they'll sleep in the same bed tonight.
Yeah. Maybe a little cuddle.
A little
snog.
Yeah. Have a cuppa and a cuddle.
Yeah.
We'll see.
HBD girl.
HBD girl. To all those bowlers out there, this one's for you. Mm-hmm. Love you, Cammy. Well, Sam, it's time for tea and crumpets. Do you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
I would love to. So this weekend was a really big weekend with Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's Wimbledon, like, you know that the royals are going to be coming out full force.
Oh, yeah.
And they did. Guys, Kate Middleton is, we say this every week, and every week, like, it's just, I can't get enough of her looks, of her fashions. She's just ravishing.
She really is. Like, everything that she's doing right now is working. Like, mm-hmm. the fashion choices, of course. Mm-hmm. The hair for me and the makeup.
Oh, the hair. I feel
like, yeah, the hair is like, first of all, I feel like her hair, she's gone maybe a little bit lighter.
It's a little bit lighter brown.
Yes, right? It's like not as rich, but it actually works. And I feel like she's done something with her makeup. Like, she's traded like a harsh eyeliner for like a softer one. Whoever her new makeup artist is, smashing it.
Killing it.
Because I feel like she just looks so much fresher.
She looks like refreshed.
Yes. Also,
she wore this tennis ball green dress with like, and I was thinking to myself, that is such a hard color to wear. Mm-hmm. And she like wore it perfectly. And it was like,
I know,
it was like on the nose enough for, you know, Wimbledon, but like, because it is like a tennis ball color.
Yes.
But it also was like really, really chic and structured. So it was like, I don't know. Like, it was so, I'm obsessed.
It was gorgeous. It was Mr. Self Portrait. And it was this like beautifully structured piece. And you're right. It was like that tennis ball yellowy green. And it was just, I don't know how you pulled that off. But also, it was very interesting because I don't know if you know this, but so I am obsessed with tennis. Let's get that out there for everybody.
You love tennis. You're a tennis girly.
I love tennis. I'm a tennis girly. I love following the tennis wags, so the wives and girlfriends of the tennis players.
Yeah.
And one of the tennis wags, Paige Loren, she's also an influencer, wore like another version of the Mr. Self Portrait outfit to Wimbledon when her boyfriend Tommy Paul was playing. And so there was this whole kerfuffle in like tennis wag world because Kate wore it, and then people were like, Paige wore it first, da 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 da. Like, I posted about it too, but it was just very interesting because people were going off on like the Reddits.
What were they really saying on the Reddit?
So the tennis community, I think it's a little bit like F1, where there are certain people that can be a little bit snobby. And it's like, you know, meant to be an exclusive sport, especially a tournament like Wimbledon. And I think there are some people that have an issue with the fact that these like influencers are girlfriends of some of the players. So they're like using tennis culture to like self-promote and create this aesthetic. So there's another player, Taylor Fritz, his girlfriend, Morgan Riddle, she's like another YouTuber. And she was actually like the official, she did a television show with Wimbledon, with their Instagram officially, called Threads, where she was like interviewing people at Wimbledon about their fashion and talking about the history of fashion in the tournament and things like that. But people were upset that like Wimbledon even did that with her. So it was just, it was all very interesting.
Wow. Wow. I know. Wow, wow. I love that. I love when you like really lean into your like sporty era.
I love sporty Kate. I love my sporty era. I love my wags. And the only thing I'm sad is that Louis wasn't at the tournament. I needed those facial expressions.
I feel like that is the reason why he wasn't there. Is because he would be like so, I don't think he knows like proper like tennis etiquette.
Yeah.
When you're watching the game and everything. And
And it's long.
I would Yeah, it's a long day for Lou. It's like I was surprised I didn't see him, but then when I really thought about it, I was like, this makes total sense. No wonder he's not there.
It made complete sense. We did get Charlotte and George. Like, Charlotte had on the cutest pink sunglasses, and her and George were having so much fun. I feel like they're at a fun age. George looks like a goddamn adult these days. Like, holy shit.
When did he get so, like, old?
No, I know.
I don't understand.
I hate using the term old, but it's
But, like, when did he grow up?
I don't know. I really, really don't know. It's kind of nuts, huh? Like, he really is like a little adult now. It's wild.
Yeah. And it says he's 9 years old. I don't know. I feel like he just looks very mature. Yeah. Like, I obviously believe it, but like, it just, he looks so mature. And maybe that's just because of like, he's British and also just the way that they dress him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's very regal and adult.
Yeah.
Looking.
Like, he's going to be the king. But do you remember like all the funny memes of him as like a kid?
Yeah. Remember the one they were like at the Air Force again and he was wearing those headphones and he's like dancing?
Yeah. I loved baby George.
I love baby George.
He had some Louis tendencies as well.
Oh, absolutely he did.
Yeah.
Charlotte, never. She's a perfect angel.
Never.
But George definitely did. Mm-hmm. And you know who else was there? Your favorite royal family.
Oh my God, I know.
King Felipe VI of Spain. Also in the royal box.
Looking so good. I went down a wormhole today on Twitter this morning about King Felipe's wardrobe.
And how perfectly tailored it was.
And I was like, wait a minute. He is like a style icon. And which isn't surprising because his wife is like perfectly dressed all the time.
I know.
She always looks so good. She's like my queen. But yeah, it was so fascinating because like I don't ever think of men's clothes. Like I'm just like, it's a suit. Like I know when something is ill fitting. Like I can see that. But when they like really started to get into like the nitty gritty, and then they did this photo, they like posted a photo of like all of these like politicians or like heads of state and their pants and like how wrinkled they were at the bottom. Except for Joe Biden's, his were perfectly tailored.
Of course.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was, and I just thought, King Felipe looked so good. I was so excited to see him.
Yeah, they never miss. I know. And Carlos Alcaraz won, who's from Spain, so very exciting. It was a great match. And I loved, it really looked, they were showing, like, here, the feed that I was watching on was a European feed, and, like, they were showing the royal family a ton and they just looked like they were having a blast, which for some reason, I don't know why I have to feel bad for these people at all, but I do at times. And I'm just like, I love seeing them genuinely enjoying themselves because they look miserable so often.
Yeah, they really do. But when they're watching tennis, they're thriving.
They're thriving. And we got our Kate in green again. So it was wonderful.
Yeah, she's really. She's in a lot of green.
I wrote in the notes, I was like, I feel like green is her like social color and blue is her regal color.
Well, remember I told you that I saw this article and it was like the blue is William and Kate's color and green is Meghan and Harry's color. But what's interesting is like the kids still wear all blue. Like they don't match Kate rarely ever.
No. And same with William.
Yeah.
They're all blue all the time, baby.
I'm going to stand out.
As she should. She's killing it, truly.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, we got Joe Biden visiting King Charles, finally, in a post-Coro era. Like, he's in the UK. Mm-hmm. So he was in Europe for this NATO summit in Lithuania. But before he went there, he went over to London to see the king, which is lovely. I love seeing two old boys get together shaking hands.
Yeah, it was... I remember being kind of surprised that he wasn't at the coronation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see them together. I don't know. I don't have many thoughts on it, to be honest.
Really?
I don't know why.
I like it.
I mean, I like it.
Why do
it.
I even have thoughts on it? But I'm like, they look so cute together. They're just like two age-appropriate buds talking about
they
climate
are.
Change and sustainability.
Yeah, sustainability. But it's like, come on, boys. Like, the earth is on fire. We need to do something mm-hmm. now. Like, let's get it together. But I, you know, I love Joe. I love Joe yeah. B. And yeah, it's nice seeing them together. And it's nice, you know, having these guys. I mean, they are both the same age, roughly.
Yes, exactly.
And they're both like starting new careers. Well, not careers, but like they started new jobs being like 80. So maybe they're bonding over that as well. Like, this is
fucking
crazy.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, what's the behind the scenes conversation there? And like, it was very clear in the articles that I read that they're like, there's no bad blood since Joe couldn't make the coronation. Mm-hmm. And obviously Dr. Jill was there. And this wasn't a formal full-on state visit, but they said it was rather a ceremonial state welcome. So mm-hmm. it was more of a casual connect. And I also like something about that, given their background and the fact that they're both starting these new careers. They're like, we're just going to be chill about it because we're 80 and we can't handle anything formal. We have enough formal on our agenda.
Yeah. And I mean, they definitely, what's interesting too, is that mm-hmm. they both met each other like when he was Prince Charles and Joe was vice president. So now they're both like they've met before.
Like, do you think they have these conversations in private and literally to our point be like, look at us. Who knew?
I was just going to say that. Like, who would have thought?
Like, I wonder if they're just like, what is happening? How did we get here?
Like, how did we get here?
The last thing I will say about this that I found interesting in my research was that they, while it was, you know, a ceremonial, casual visit, they did mm-hmm. actually have like an agenda to discuss climate change, which is something they're both passionate about. But the Queen actually didn't allow that in the history of her reign because it's like the separation of church and state. And like, you know, the royal family shouldn't be discussing political things or politically impactful things such as climate change with mm-hmm. politicians. So I did find that interesting because, again, I'm like, it feels like Charles is defining and trying to pave his own path. And he's saying like, he's always been this type of character that's like, has his passions and feels really, really strongly about them. So I feel like it's like, he's, you know, making his mark and he's like, I'm going to do something about it now that, you know, I am the captain now. So it's mm-hmm. interesting.
And what's also interesting is that you mentioned that, you know, she didn't want to discuss politics. And I think it's mm-hmm. important to recognize like climate change isn't political, even
yes.
though they've made it that way. It's more of just like a human like issue, yes. the earth, you know? So yeah, I think it's really amazing that he's taking this stand.
I know.
And he's found his
Charles
cause.
He has. I feel like he's mm-hmm. really found something and he wants to, you know, drive impact forward with it. Why am I like, I must be PMSing or something. I am getting really emo about the royal family today.
That's okay.
I'm just like, I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy they're having fun at Wimbledon.
Like, yeah, you really are. Like, you're really.
Am I okay?
So positive.
Wow,
today,
the comments are
going to
come at me.
Oh, yeah. I just don't read them. I'm like, blinders. Blinders.
Well, you know what? Now we're going to make a hard left for yes. our last subject. And hit you with some hard truths for the royal family. Okay. Mm-hmm. This shocked me. So they're like, Camilla will not receive the £360,000 allowance that Prince Philip got in the past. So as a previous consort, Prince Philip received a royal allowance from Parliament of £360,000 to fund official duties. And fine, Camilla's not getting it this time around, but like, oh my God, that is so much money.
I know.
Annually.
Annually. And it's like, for what? I know it says to fund official duties, but like, what does that actually mean?
Correct. What does that actually mean? And so basically, the royal family and their funding structure was subject to scrutiny by the National Audit Office, which is the UK's independent spending watchdog. Mm-hmm. And they basically said, we are not pulling any additional funds for the consort from Parliament. Any spending will come from the sovereign grant, which is a single grant supporting the monarch's official business as head of state and covers central staff costs and running expenses of the royal household, including official receptions and parties. So it's like they were already getting this money from the sovereign grant, right, which annually in the last 2 years has been £86.3 million. That's million insane. Pounds.
Million. When I saw these notes, Lex, and I saw the M, I was like, I know. Million?
Million. Yeah.
I mean, for parties. Get fucking
and
real.
And sure, covering staff costs and things like that. And like, it funds the maintenance of their palaces, travel costs for engagements and visits. But still, it's like you're getting almost £90 million. What are you doing with an extra 360K?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is that for?
I guess like, it's for it things just, like Trooping the Color and their, you know, different tours and things like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
It's so
£86.3 million.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And it's interesting because like a lot of these like reports were also saying that Charles will have more public events and more public duties versus Elizabeth because in the last few years because of COVID and also her age. And it's mm-hmm. like, are we going to like, what is the 2023-2024 grant going to look like? Like, are they going to, and I'm like, how will he make do with less funds, AKA not an extra 360K, but like,
right.
Or are we going to see an increase in what they get, like the sovereign grant gives them next year based on his work? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, and also just like, sorry. Sorry. I got distracted. There's
what did I do?
It's not you. It's outside my window. There's a three-legged cat. She's now running and it's like a whole thing. Anyway, so sorry. Obviously cut that. But
please don't.
I just feel like with Charles, he has to tread so lightly. Like, mm-hmm. he could do the exact same thing that Queen Elizabeth did or, like, get the same amount of funds or whatever. But it would always, I think it would look, people would look at him differently. They, yes. You know, because they're like, you're supposed to be revolutionizing this or modernizing this monarchy. Modernizing. And, like, and you're just not doing that. So it's, yeah. I mean, he's trying. He can only do so much.
He's selectively trying in that, like, mm-hmm. you know, he doubled down on the coronation situation. And sure. Yeah, but there are other things that he's doing, like cutting back the working royal family and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's a shit ton of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for parties.
I know. And I guess like I'm not a financial advisor. I couldn't break this down.
You're if not?
I tried. No, yeah. I know. I'm many things, but not a financial advisor. But I'm just like, where is £86 million going? I know they have a lot of properties. I know they have a lot of travel. I know they have a lot of like duties and appearances, but it's like, where is it going?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see like the like the real meat and potatoes. Like, I want to see like,
yeah.
where are we taking this and where are we putting it? Because it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I know. I wonder if those are public. Like, can we get their financial statements?
Yeah, like how we got Kim Zolciak's.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was so fascinating. She has a gambling addiction.
Wasn't it like the scratchers?
She was crazy for scratchers, but also like she was doing like online gambling.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. Like if you look at her bank statement, like it's nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta look into that.
If it's a rainy day in Greece, get your eyes on that bank statement.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Lex, are you ready to make it rain?
Of course I am. Let's get into this week's rant. And I'm really deeply looking forward to this conversation with you because Harry and Meghan's docuseries, their Netflix docuseries, was snubbed by the Emmy nominations. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, am actually shocked. And I'll tell you, like, I'm shocked just because it literally broke records for the streaming platform that I don't understand how it wasn't acknowledged in any capacity.
I don't know. I was floored. Yeah. First of all, I saw the list of Emmy nominations, and there are some, first of all, the fact The Bear is a comedy is just really sending me to the moon.
I don't know how that works.
And The White Lotus is a drama. Who knew? I just was like, what, am I living in an alternate universe?
I think they might have made a mistake and then they were like, just go with it.
Yeah, they're like, we'll just fucking nominate everybody. I don't know. It was really weird because no matter how you feel about Harry or Meghan, that docuseries was great. It was really, really well done. It was really interesting. It was, like you said, broke records. Millions of people streamed it. Like, I just am confused as to why it wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how the nomination process works? Like, don't they have to, like, apply?
Yeah. I think they have to submit, like, for your consideration.
Do you think they applied?
Absolutely. Okay. I just don't see in what world, because I don't know if it would necessarily fall on Harry and Meghan or if it would fall on Netflix. And I couldn't see a world where Netflix didn't encourage or push them to not, like, put forward a for-your consideration. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like if they didn't apply, we would know that. Do you know what I mean? Like, Archwell would make a statement, like formal statement, that they intentionally didn't apply and be like, the purpose of this docuseries was never about a nomination, da 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 da.
Yeah.
It was about telling their story or something like that.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the nominations from Netflix specifically, and it's like Pamela, A Love Story, Outstanding Documentary, or Nonfiction Special. Like, that's really interesting to me that that was nominated. I mean, it was so great. Don't get me wrong. I loved the Pamela Anderson documentary, but I was I'm just surprised that that got nominated over Harry and Meghan.
I'm actually really surprised as well. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't both be nominated, but I am surprised that Pamela was nominated over Harry and Meghan just because it was 81 million people streamed it in the first weekend. Like, smashing records.
But that's kind of like the trend, I feel like, with nominations in general, not just for Emmys, but like Oscars, Golden Globes. Like, no matter, like, think of Marvel, for example.
Yes.
Like, millions of people watch this and like they're rarely ever nominated for anything.
Yeah.
Because it's like lowbrow. Like, that's, it's considered like not worthy. Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah, I feel like Black Panther was the first time a Marvel movie was nominated.
It was, and Angela Bassett did the thing.
Yes.
And she didn't win, which was crazy.
Which was crazy.
I'll never forget.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I'm just really, I'm intrigued because it's just another hit for them. It's another hit after hit. And yet, and they're not doing anything to like counter it.
I know.
That's what I just, that's why I'm kind of confused.
So that, there was a PR expert that was interviewed by The Mirror, and they said, like, they feel that you know, right now the intention for Harry and Meghan is to just move forward with future projects, not focus on the fact that they weren't nominated, mm-hmm. and just like keep going, because they've taken hit after hit, as you've said, and they need a win. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if not commenting on it is intentional in like, they're just giving off the idea that they're just going to put their head down and do the work finally. Yeah. Go to the Montecito farmers market, as we saw. Yeah. And let me just say, everyone brings their dog to the farmers market. I'm so sorry to disappoint
people. Were people upset about this?
So the Daily Mail did a whole article, and they're like, Meghan Markle spotted at the farmers market with, like, let me see what the actual
was. Brings her beast.
Meghan Markle picks up fresh flowers and samples some honey at the Montecito farmers market without Harry, and brings along the beloved pet beagle instead, despite no dog policy. And so everyone brings their dog to the farmer's market.
Also, Daily Mail, get fucked. How would you even know if this has a dog policy or not? And I've been to so many farmer's markets, everyone brings their dog. It's like a thing.
Yes.
Like you bring your dog. It's like a cute little thing.
I've brought Choco, I'm so sorry, to the farmer's market. I bring him everywhere. Like, it's not like he's out there eating the fruit, sampling things. Like,
yeah, and her dog's like elderly.
Yeah.
He's not going to be running amok.
I feel like the Daily Mail, I've been like scouring, and mm-hmm. like these, again, I always like try to pick out these little things. It's like at the farmer's market without Harry. They're trying mm-hmm. to paint this picture. Like the first 4th of July article they did where he had Lilibet at the parade, it was like no Meghan, but she was there. They just like, they're intentionally trying to create this thing that yeah. they're like living separate lives. It's kind of wild.
I don't know what, like everyone's just waiting for them to divorce. That's Seriously. How I feel lately. Like everybody is just wait. Like there's so many blind items on like Demois and like everywhere about them separate. I'm like, you guys, like I don't think that is happening.
I don't think it's happening. Like I would
be floored. I would truly be devastated. I'd be like, all of this for nothing.
I know. That's why I'm just like, they can't afford to. Even if they are, quote unquote, leading separate lives, like we, the public, will not know. We talked about this.
Yeah.
But like, they cannot afford it. Not now, not at this point in time.
Yeah. It's just really interesting to always see how the press like tries to spin tales about Meghan.
I am disappointed for them because, like you said, I really enjoyed the docuseries. I thought it was so well done at like showing the two of them and how they actually are with one another, that I don't know. I'm curious what happened there.
Her backstory was so fascinating to me because I feel like we heard little things here and there, but like we never were really able to put together the whole picture. And it just was so captivating. I mean, when he got that text from William, like, what did the text say? Like,
yes. And she's like, it's your brother. relatable.
That was so relatable. It's like, I am disappointed for them, but I'm also disappointed for us because I would have loved to seen them at the Emmys, but we might not even get the Emmys this year due to the writer's strike and the SAG strike. So,
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like we're not going to have like late night shows. Like it's all over. 2023 is down bad.
Yeah.
It's been tough.
Yeah. Okay, well, Sam, it's time for our favorite game of Mail or Fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail? Let's do it.
Okay, so option number one, our producers really come up with really good ones.
I don't even know.
Because I'm reading them right now and I'm just laughing. So Prince of Wheels, Prince William treats himself to an electric scooter to zip around Windsor. Prince of Sales, Royal Insider reveals Prince William's plan to sell Windsor furniture and decor for future project. Oh my God. I pray it's the first one.
I pray it's the first one.
I need him on this scooter.
Please do this for us.
Okay. It's correct.
shut
were
up.
Right. Prince of Wheels, Prince William treats himself to an electric scooter to zip around.
Oh, not the Photoshop graphic. That's one of the best things I've seen all week.
I'm obsessed with his little backpack on.
I know.
I'm obsessed. A source said it just makes sense. He whizzes up to the castle when he needs to see the king. Oh my God. They are illegal to ride on public roads unless a part of an approved hire scheme, but they can be used on private land as Wills does. The source added, it's a 2 or 3 mile round trip from his family home at Adelaide Cottage to Windsor Castle, so it's easier to scooter than car or walking. I'm obsessed, Lex. I'm obsessed with this.
I can't even handle this.
I need drone footage.
I need William in his suit on a scooter.
Oh my God.
Zipping over to Windsor Castle. He whizzes up to the castle when he needs to see the king. It just makes sense. You're goddamn right it does. Oh my God.
Prince of Wheels.
And I mean, talk about sustainability. You know?
Talk about it. Like,
I can't.
Wow. An eco-friendly king.
Last year, the Sun on Sunday told us how the queen was getting around the estate on a 6-seater golf buggy. I love that they are just zipping around the compound like they're in Palm Springs or Florida or something.
I'm obsessed. Oh my God.
The scooter's make and model are not known. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Damn. I really do need drone footage of him like whizzing
desperately
back and forth.
I need that in such a very real way.
Because it's true. Like, if it's only 2 or 3 miles, it's like, why drive? But then you also, like, don't want to, like, walk.
I know. And if it's, like, hot or something, he'd be showing up schwitzing. There's no way.
It's not like a Segway, is it? It's like a scooter?
No, it's like a bird. Have you seen those birds?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Or those limes. Okay. Like, you just scoot around. They have so many of them in LA. It's crazy. Like,
yeah, we have them here, too. And people just leave them everywhere.
Yeah, they just leave them everywhere.
Just leave them on the ground.
And then you just walk up and you scan it and pick one up and go.
Do you take them ever?
Last year I've never when taken I was one. In Portugal and like Germany, I would scoot around. But I prefer the e-bikes because I don't feel super safe on the scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous. They're dangerous as hell. I had a girlfriend like wipe out on one.
I knew someone that did that too. Her tooth fell out of her face. Yeah,
no.
She landed. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh my God, not the moneymaker.
The moneymaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was so fantastic.
I love that. That just put a pep in my step on
love
this Monday
that
morning.
Piece of information. I know.
I just need photos and not like this Photoshop, even though it is beautiful, this Photoshop.
It's beautiful. And he looks so happy.
He looks, never seen him happier. So to finish up, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who has been a real steamed pudding this week? Lex, who are you going to go with? It's hard because I feel like people have been on their best behavior.
Yeah, it's very hard. And I'm going to, you know, kind of give us a shoddy spotted dick. But I'm going to say Louis only because I'm disappointed that like a 4-year-old child didn't have the patience to sit and watch tennis and give me facial expressions.
I'm pissed. He is a spotted dick
I'm
for that.
I'm ticked off. Yeah.
Wow.
Who's yours?
It's hard because like I said, I just feel like everybody's kind of laying pretty low right now.
I know.
I know that they were just in Wimbledon, but like there's no scandal or anything going on. It's like it's all pretty chill. So I have to say, I know he's dead, but he's my spotted dick. Prince Philip is my spotted dick for the episode, despite him being passed, is because he was taking all that money.
Yeah.
For nothing.
The public allowance.
And
for
he
his
didn't
hobbies,
need to.
I bet.
For his fucking hobbies.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's like my spotted dick. Sorry. It's, you know, I know he's dead, but what can I say?
Still stands.
Still stands. So you guys, that's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
We'll have new episodes every single Thursday, so be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss our next episode. Tell all of your royally obsessed friends and follow me at Lex Nico.
And you can follow me at Bravo Historian. And until next time,
may God save the bitch.
Betches.